So welcome to part two of our Get It Done retreat. We've had an amazing time this morning and really getting in touch with fun and what matters most to us and some of the things that are holding us back. And this second part, I want to really focus on supporting each of you in how to move past some of this stuff. All right. So what I'd like to start with is just a quick run around. 1, 5, 10 words, whatever, short little sentence on what did you do on the break?
So I went outside. Our back is more finished. So I went outside, sat in a chair with my feet over the ledge where the waterfall thing is that we have for a waterfall pond. So I got to just sit there and listen to the cicadas and the waterfall.
Awesome. And okay, I'm going to ask you one word or two words you can do. How did it feel?
Relaxing.
Yay.
And peaceful.
Peaceful, right? And see, that's something you can do. Anytime you start to feel that stress level go up, you can just go out there, sit, even if it's 30 seconds. I had a hard time coming back. I'm like, oh, this feels so good. I went out and put my feet in the pool and just took in the sun, and it was just lovely, and I felt so relaxed. Thank you, Donna. Mm-hmm. Paula. Oops. Sorry. You're unmuted.
Okay.
Yeah.
I also went outside. It's 80 degrees here and extremely low humidity, which is very unusual for Illinois in the summer. So it's just beautiful. And walked all around our backyard. We have a lot of blooming flowers and our neighbors as well. We're watching our neighbor's yard while they're on vacation. We're watering over there. And so she has a lot of different flowers from what I have. So just spent the time walking around outside.
And how did it feel?
Really good. Connection with nature. I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. And you have a big smile. Both of you have a big smile, right? And so we can do this, right? We can do it. We can stop that. Like, I have to get this done now. And just go out for a few minutes and just take it in and then come back recharged and come back, go back out anytime. Thank you for sharing that. It's beautiful. Barbara, what'd you do?
I made one of your elixirs with cocoa and cordyceps.
Nice.
And I really enjoyed it. I obviously was thirsty. I had it in one go. Then I had fun on my balancing board. I got the idea from Claudia's website. I couldn't get the really fancy and expensive one, but I bought quite a cheap round one. And it is really fun to start to balance on the board. And it was really fun, yeah.
Awesome. And how do you feel?
I feel good after that, of both. It was the elixir was really elixir, I think you say.
Nice.
That was delicious, and the other thing was fun.
Awesome. Yay! How about Kathy? What'd you do? Whoops, you're muted. Unmute. I can't unmute you. You'll have to unmute yourself. There you go. You're unmuted now.
Well, I turned to my right and noticed that my calendar was still on July. So I thought, oh, I could go for a walk in my house and go change the calendars. I just have three, but they're at each end of the house. And this new house is single level. And it's bigger than we even probably expected. So to walk, to go do these things is my little walk with my walker. But when I looked out in the master bedroom and looked out and saw the 10,000 gallon pond that holds 12 koi that one of them just had babies, it just made me smile. And there's two fountains. And so I still took in my nature, even though I didn't get the pressure, because then I went and did a little bit of food prep and having a bit of lunch. So both were lovely. I already had something, a lovely salad already prepared. So I went, oh, good. I don't have to work too hard to nourish.
Nice.
Myself.
Congratulations. And how do you feel right now?
Lovely. Happy.
Yay. I'm happy. The little things that can make us happy, right? And we just have to choose to do them as many times a day as we can.
Yes.
Debbie.
okay, I just walked around the perimeter of the house, and I looked at all the potted plants that are around, and I really, because that was as much nature as I could come up with, where I'm on the cross of a couple busy streets. So I just tuned out the car noise, and I just looked at all the plants. And then I found in one of the old potted, there was like a little bed that they used to have herbs. And we've always thought about replanting it. I found an old one that was a little, few leaves that were still there. And I did what you said. I pinched them in my fingers. I didn't even know what they were, but I think they were thyme.
Oh, nice.
And it smelled so good. So that's going to be my new thing, is like trying to find something to pinch and smell.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could easily just buy it already potted at the nursery, or you can buy some seeds. If you don't want to leave home, you can order soil and a pot and some seeds online, have it delivered to you, and shoop, the next thing you know, you've got these beautiful herbs.
I'm going to do that, and I'm going to try to get the lemon balm that you mentioned.
Yeah.
So I just don't know, does it need a lot of sun, or can it be like in a room? Just
Diana? No, I think it can grow indoors just beautifully.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah.
That was like a beautiful nature connection, even though I was just looking at plants walking around the house.
Yeah. So there's all these little things that we can do that we forget we have access to. Yeah. Okay. There's Diana. You picked those.
Yes.
In your backyard. They're beautiful. And now you're allowing us to enjoy the pleasure of those.
Yeah. The calendulas, and then this is a valerian that came back after it got cut down. So this has a wonderful smell to it.
Nice.
We might just eat these with dinner.
Calendula, yeah, it's edible.
But they're pretty.
How do you feel?
Great. Yeah, I also harvested dinner, so
I spent
quite a bit of time in the garden. Dennis busily filled up that hummingbird feeder and got it outside and hung. So we were real late with hummers this year.
Beautiful.
Right, they weren't going to show up. And we also have bluebirds that usually come back. We've got a bluebird house out there, and we've had up to 3 litters of bluebirds a year, and nothing this year. Just saw a few, and I don't know where the birds went.
It may be something with the climate change and they're shifting their patterns.
It's been a horrible year for weather. Nothing's been normal.
We're not allowed to talk about horrible. It's been a year for weather. It's been different weather than we really anticipated and desire, and I'm looking forward to better weather next year.
Yeah, but there are benefits to it because we just have a different set of circumstances. The bugs are less, in addition to the birds, which is no problem. Glad the bugs are gone.
Good, right.
Dinner's soaking in the sink, and everything's ready to chop, throw in the blender, and we'll have our green smoothie, and some of these pretty flowers might end up in there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, that languaging, right? When there's always going to be bad stuff. I can look around and I could choose to focus on the bad stuff, or I could choose to focus on the good stuff. And so when I can shift that focus and focus on the good stuff, I get more of that good stuff. And if anybody wants to be inspired, there's a book I'm listening to that Maria Horseman actually referred me to. It's called I'm not finished it yet, so I'm still listening, so it should be still on my Audible. Let Your Mind Run. And it's all about, you know, shifting that mindset, going, oh, wait, oh, yeah, it's muddy here, and I'm having to run, and this is a race, and how am I going to do it? Am I going to slip? It's like, oh, wait, but, you know, and every time she gives, like, these different things that she was, as she's working on it, is shifting that mindset. It makes a huge difference, huge difference. Thank you. Claudia.
I played badminton, and it's funny, my sister did that with her kids in Germany. She's visiting right now, and she's like, let's play some badminton. And it's like these old, like, what do you call them, the things that tennis racket, the racket. They're really old. I mean, they're from our childhood. They're like bad, like they're just like old, but fun. And we have some, like, old, like, even the little feather thingies that you throw, you know, that you kick. It's like, it's all old from the 60s, from our childhood. So it's cool. It was fun.
Did you play it by yourself? Just back
then? No, my sister. She's here.
She's visiting. Oh, how awesome. Do you have family time?
Because the kids, my mom didn't want them anymore in her house. And so she brought them with her. And, like, yeah.
Oh, how fun.
That was really fun. Yeah.
How do you feel?
Great. Energized.
Energized. See?
Yeah.
Great. Awesome.
Thank you.
What about you, Angelica? What'd you do?
Well, I was really hungry, so I made one of my favorite things. I ate some cucumber and tahini. It's just some of my favorite food. And I just talked to my uncle for a bit. He was watching I Dream a Genie, so we were kind of bantering about that.
How fun. I mean, it's all, everybody's had a little bit different of an idea of fun. And how do you feel?
Good. Yeah. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I like being at home and getting to bop back and forth between that and this space. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Great. That family connection. How about Sandy?
What do you do? Hi. I, did heart math breathing and ate my nice lunch and I cleaned up and I took my blood sugar just now and it's very good.
Yay.
Yeah. So I enjoyed myself.
And how do you feel right now?
I'm feeling really great.
Awesome.
I'm slightly tired, but I was kind of tired for a few minutes. It does happen to me quite often after I eat, but now it's kind of lifted.
Good. Yeah, just your body adapting to having food and having to turn its energy away from out here to in there.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I keep breathing.
Good. Congratulations.
I'm gonna go take a sauna.
Good. Take a sauna. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So everybody except for, we're watching Sandra work, but she's listening. And later she can tell us some stuff, but thank you for being here. I know it's really dedication when you do that. So, and anybody else, did I miss anybody? I don't think so. All right. So what this was is an example of how you can hone in on something fun and just to take that 2 minutes even, right? To just go outside, smell the thyme or walk around the garden or put your feet over the fountain or, any of those things. Look at the garden, the flowers out there, pick some flowers. You know, all of that stuff is simple. It's quick. And when we only have 5 minutes, you're like, what can I do with this 5 minutes between these two appointments that I can really get it? Or, wow, this was really stressful. What can I do for 2 minutes to bring myself into this more calm, pleasant mode? And yeah, doing heart math is great. Doing meditation is great. Tapping is great. But also fun. It just shifts. It lifts. It, you know, something that you, it gets you out of that mind space. So I want to, first I'm just going to say, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot if they don't want to get some support. So who, raise your hand if you want to get some support around one of your blocks issues. So Paula, Barbara, Donna, Debbie, Diana, and Claudia. And what about Kathy? Okay, you are. So everybody pretty much wants to. Okay, cool. Because sometimes, you know, I don't want to put people on the spot and go, well, I don't have anything and all that. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And what about Sandy? I know she's going to be in the sauna, but we'll see. Do you want to get some support around one of your blocks? Sandy?
Well, can it be support? I got to think of something that's, depending on what you're targeting. Can it be a physical thing?
Yeah.
Anything.
Anything.
Okay.
Anything that you're struggling with that you want support around. Okay?
Okay, I'll think of what it is.
You think about it and we'll come around. All right?
Yeah. I'm last, so it's cool.
Yeah, you're last. Okay. All right. So I can do the order that you're on my screen, in which case Paula gets to go first, or I can go reverse order on my screen, in which case Claudia gets to go first, or I could just have you raise your hand if you want to go first, and then we'll go from there.
I don't want to go first.
You don't want to go first.
No, I have to really push out my webinar registration.
I'm going to go to Donna. And so I want to make sure that we have enough time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we have like an hour and let's just say an hour and 20 minutes. I'm going to do some calculation. That's 80 minutes divided by 9. So I'm going to set the thing for 8 minutes. And if somebody goes over and somebody goes less, we'll end pretty much on time. There's a lot we can do in 8 minutes. But what it means is that we want to just focus and target, right? I've already got some ideas and let's just move through it, okay? And if I remember to do this, hopefully it actually rings time. Because I'm thinking, wow, that was a slow 8 minutes. Well, because I didn't start. All right, I'm going to start and then we'll have time to wrap up. All right, Donna.
So as we had discussed, my stress is through the roof. And my stress isn't going to change as far as the outside stressors. They're not going to leave.
Right.
It has to be and at one point in my life, probably a couple years back, it was around, you know, obviously when I was feeling better too. But it's a vicious circle for me because the more stress I have, the more ice cream I eat or the, you know, whatever bad food is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I don't have any in the house, I will go out and get it because I'm that stressed because Xander, it is nonstop in my face. So it's a stressor where you can't reason with the person. Obviously you can't leave the person. So it's just going to be a never ending stressor. Yeah. And so I really need, you know, other than, you know, heart math or going outside. And like Paula said, you know, right now we have no humidity, which is absolutely beautiful. But on normal days, the humidity is so horrible. I can't go outside and enjoy that. So even, you know, I'm going to set up the Legos and I went in the basement and I found a couple sets. So I am going to set that up. But even when I have, like, say I go into the room where all my beauty supply making things are that I've blocked off all the cats so I can do Legos, he will just nonstop still be in my face.
So he'll follow you around.
Yeah. He follows me around the house. I can't get away. I cannot.
Okay, now, where is he right now?
Right now, he's gone. Dad took him on a little mini vacation, so I have peace and quiet. So, okay. Yes, very. But the way I feel when I don't have that stressor here is completely different from when I do have that stressor and it's nonstop. And I can say to myself, you know, do heart math. I can say to myself, whatever, you know, but because he's over 6 feet tall, he's over 210 pounds. He's a huge person. And honestly, I'm a little afraid. At some point, the boy is going to hit me. And so not only is it a stressor of, I don't want to cry.
It's okay. Put it out.
Not only is it a stressor for me, just me, myself, my own self, but as a mom, nothing I do or say or implement or whatever is changing the path that he's on by ruining his body and his mind for that matter. It makes Asperger's way worse. He's got, you know, heartburn all the time. He's got pains all the time because of the inflammation. And it's like I have the answer, but nobody's listening.
Want to listen? Yeah.
And I'm sure he's really close to getting diabetes. You know, so I can see the path that he's on, and he's so young. You know, he's only 15. And husband's useless because he's just useless. So it's kind of like all dumped on my shoulders and saying, you know, reality hits and I still have to be the mom.
Yeah.
no matter how much I would want to say, fine, you just do whatever, I'm going to finally take care of myself. Yeah, I'd like to do that, but I just don't know if I can actually just let go to that extent and just watch him, you know, get worse and worse.
So let me ask you this. Okay, so the choices are, there's a few choices. One is you keep going the way you're going, and but you're taking on responsibility. Two is you can just, he's going to continue to do what he's going to do no matter what you say,
mm-hmm.
right? So you can just stop saying. You can just lead by example and just what you do.
Right.
And the third is there a way to get some help with him? Is there a counselor in the area, a center in the area, something?
Well, the problem is that if I get him help, then he's going to say things because he doesn't understand implications. He's already been put in a place, in an inpatient place. We can't get him the help he really needs because they will take him away. In Illinois, the parents have no rights. Oh. And they will come and they will take him. And that will help him even less.
Oh, of course.
You know, so
mom doesn't let me eat this or mom doesn't let me do that.
No, he'll say things like, oh, my life is horrible. I just want to die, or I just want to kill myself, or I just want to kill her, or, you know, obviously I know that he's not actually going to do those things, but it's because he doesn't have, you know, because of the Asperger's
filtering capacity. He doesn't know what's socially acceptable. Not. Yeah. So another option, in terms of help, can you look, like, you know, when you have a little kid, you look for a nanny and you look on Craigslist or you approach some nanny services or whatever. Is there something where you can take just to give you a few hours a day? And this is really till fall when he goes back to school, and then at least you have your 6 hours while he's at school. So looking online, there, I know my son's girlfriend works for, she did some kind of nanny service where they vet them and then, you know, you go in and you get to choose from them.
Well, the problem there again, he's violent. He's not a person, I wouldn't go babysit him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it has even gotten to the point where, you know, I'll leave for an hour because I just have to get away. But, you know, my husband thinks he's a normal kid, so he just does whatever and he leaves him home alone. And you just can't do that with him because nothing good can come of that. It's like all of my options are very limited because of the Asperger's and because of his size now.
Yeah.
You know? There's no way I could put somebody else in danger because if he doesn't get the way, you know, what he wants right at that second, he accidentally bumped his head and he put his fist into the TV. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is.
Okay. So it really comes down to you
being right.
Handle it. Right?
Right.
You can't change the external. Unless somebody has some brilliant ideas for changing the exterior. If you were to, you know, he's watching his little game or watching TV and you were to go to your room and lock the door.
If he wanted to get in, he could get in. He would break the door.
If you think there's something you can keep him distracted with so that you get an hour a day of sanity time.
Yeah, I mean, he does, I mean, that's all he really does is either watch devices or watch TV. That's all he ever does.
So yeah. I would suggest that you look at how, like, watch his pattern for a few days. Mm-hmm. Like, when is he following you around? When is he actually sitting there and devices? You're making him, you said he's actually drinking smoothies and juices right now. Could be after he does that, he's going to be calmer,
mm-hmm.
right? As the day goes on and he gets into whatever garbage food he's getting into, it's going to get worse.
Yeah. And that's what happens.
So,
you know, it's like if I don't give him bad food, or if I don't, you know, go out and take him to a restaurant, then he just follows me around for hours and just, you know, yells at me and just, I can't do anything because it's just in my face constantly.
Right. So I would start with trying to get a little time each day that you can, you know, that you can have some sanity. And it probably sounds like it's the morning.
No, it's the afternoon is the worst part.
No. Like, I know, but you, you know.
Oh, yeah. The morning's great because I just let him sleep as long as he can so we can have peace and actually get stuff done. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish I had something I could say to you except, you know, just keep on with the, you know, yeah, you can't go outside, but the Legos and having something there and pulling away from it whenever it gets stressful, because you're, what you're doing is reaching for food
constantly,
cover up that feeling that you're getting. And if you can cover up, put some Legos in the refrigerator for, you know what I mean, like what to get yourself to remember to grab the Legos instead, because that's what has to happen. And the fact that, you know, because of the husband and the kid, you can't put it all out, and the fact that you're going to get out and go get it anyway, even if it's out, you've got to, you got to give yourself something pleasurable. Right. Yeah. And you know how good you feel with that when you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got what, a month left before he goes back to school.
Yeah.
Okay. So make it through this month and then fill your life with the, you know, and really practice the, oh, I feel this. What am I feeling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, eating going to get rid of it, honing in on what you really want, which is creating your business and doing your, you know, create that as a vision every time. And it takes practice.
Yeah.
So don't give up on yourself if you can't do it immediately.
Because, like, I have all the stuff to do it, and I've had all the stuff for probably a couple years, and everything's set up, ready to go, and I just never can do it.
So, in the morning time, when he's still sleeping, I would suggest that tomorrow you just go in there and do whatever it takes to set it up. Maybe you don't get to actually do anything because you have to, but whatever it takes, or if you can, just create something that's going to give you that feeling of accomplishment. Okay, and post on a picture of it on Facebook and show us what you made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
I've seen you. You know, over the last few years, I've seen such a change in you. And I just want to honor you for that and congratulate you for that, because you've come a long way. And I know it's not a circumstance that any of us are in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging. And it's one thing for me to say to do this, but you've actually, it's practice. And it's feeling okay with yourself when you don't do it right. Right. And then it's like, okay, I'm working on this.
Mm-hmm.
Not even a matter of forgiveness, but it's, I'm working on this.
Yeah.
You're way better than you were a couple of years ago with this,
mm-hmm.
right? Just the fact that you said he punched the TV in and you didn't lose it with him. That's huge.
Yeah.
Right. I hope that was at least partially helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you. We're here to support you. Mm. It's tough. It's not easy. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who would like to go next? Diana, okay.
Could we just actually skip the to Barbara, because she said she has a time constraint?
Oh, it's late at night for her too. Yeah. Barbara, let's do Barbara.
Yeah,
Barbara, you got to speak up. I'm happy to support you first for everything, because
it in the chat, so
it's, I took very it. Late. I don't, yeah, thank you for letting me know it's in the chat, because thank you for Angelica. Have you reached out? You have 3 appointments with Kimberly as part of last year's, and this year's, you got more. So I would take advantage of that, because her and Laura are both super good at helping to strategize this, to just help you with dealing with the emotions that come up in the moment. So if you need us to resend you whatever links, Angelica could do that, to send you whatever the you need to be able to hook up with them or give them, like we can give them your information so you can hook up. But I think it's supporting you. You can't get him the support he needs. Your husband's not going to do it. And you, it's getting you the support you need to be able to work through this, work through the emotions of it. Okay. Is that okay if Angelica reaches out to you with some contact information? Donna?
I thought you were talking to Barbara.
Oh, no. No, I was going back to you. I'm sorry. Yeah, so you have a bunch of calls with Kimberly and or Laura. I have to look up.
Yes. Yeah, and unfortunately, I keep forgetting. I just, you know, my memory doesn't work anymore, and I just don't remember.
Okay. So, Angelica, will you work with her to get, you know, and do the reminder things and make sure? Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Angelica will help you out with that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry. She's looking. I'm like, is she not here anymore? Good. So Barbara.
I was trying to read the comments, you know, and even just trying to read is, you know, the cognitive is really hard to just focus on it. And so I can't do two things at once. Sorry.
Thank you. Barbara.
Okay. Well, I jotted down three problems I have, but maybe I start with the one which might be the most important.
Okay.
I feel that I'm incredibly or too much needy for attention. I don't want to go into the reasons why that is. Mm-hmm. And I'm oversensitive to the way people respond to me. I'm just too dependent on how others see me and if they like me or not. And I think that makes it sometimes very difficult for me.
Yeah. So I would put that, so it sounds like you're feeling like you're looking for validation of your worth from out there. Mm-hmm. So what really needs to happen is for you to feel validated in here, to validate yourself. Mm-hmm. So tell me more about how long have you noticed this feeling and where in your body do you feel this feeling?
Well, it just now I feel tears coming to my eyes. I'm aware of this since quite some time, but especially since end of last year, it became very obvious to me because I had a fallout with my director at my charity, and I was really thrown for months. I really struggled emotionally, and that brought it so much home to me, you know, that I'm kind of leaning out of my window far too much, and that I put myself in such a vulnerable situation. As I know, I understand where it is coming from, but that doesn't help me. I have to find a way, you know, how to change that.
How to change it. So it's one thing to have awareness, but it's another thing to have a tool mm-hmm. in order to be able to facilitate a change in that.
I mean, I listened very... I was very interested to listen to Laura Fina yeah. at your webinar.
Yes.
And I thought most likely it would be great to have a session with her. But I don't know. Does everybody have three sessions with her or just the gold members?
The Gold Plus that has the three sessions included. But she does do sessions. So she will... she's available for that. So we could put you in touch with her and set up a session. And then if you really like the work, then you can continue with, you know, some more sessions. She's very good at really helping you to move the blocked energy around that. It's like, I'm not good enough. I have to make sure that other people validate me. Mm-hmm. And I would highly recommend that. Those who have worked with her know she's, Paul is shaking her head. Angelica, I just talked to somebody yesterday. You've done one of her classes, Debbie, right? Yeah. she's just incredible. And I just spoke to someone who had gotten, as a bonus for joining one of our practitioner trainings, we gave them a course that she's running now. And we're going to make that course available to the public next year, because right now she's just teaching it for health practitioners, but it's called Dancing with Defenses, but it's all about moving things. And she said, for 20 years, I've been working with counselors. I got my Reiki certification. I did this, I did that. She gave me a whole litany of things she'd done. And she said she moved more stuck stuff, and I've made more transformations in the last 4 weeks of this class than I have made in 20 years. So she has a gift for it. She has a very intuitive, insightful, can see it, can see the blocked energy. And some of us have tried to train with her, and we're working on it. I've done many of her classes, but I'm nowhere near as skilled as she is at this work. So I would highly recommend, if you want to, we can, I think Angelica put her name, her email address. Oh, put her email address in there instead of just her site. Laura, yeah. She'll put the email address in there, and just reach out to her. Tell her you're in ERC. Tell her that, you know, you really feel like, after listening to her, that there was some stuff that she could help you with. Because I think she can. And, you know, it's a lot of it is a matter of coming from, there's some self-esteem usually that's missing. Because if we have that feeling of, I am good enough, then we don't need the validation from out there. But even when we have that feeling, there's always that little, oh, they don't think I'm good enough. Oh, they don't think I'm good enough. But it's how much does it impact you or paralyze you in your life? And it may never go away completely. But to get to the point where you can just, oh, there comes that little voice in my head again, you know, and then you can move past it, makes a huge difference, huge difference. So does that sound like something you're willing to pursue, Barbara?
Oh, yeah, certainly, because I can see how much it affects me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And sometimes these things, these old little voices, they get in the way. I mean, I've had amazing breakthroughs with some of the work she's done with me. And I just think it, I wish everybody could experience that, because it's amazing. And like I said, we're working on a method, a practice of being able to offer what she's offering now as a course for the public, for everybody that feels like they need it, because it helps to understand where some of these things came from, but also gives very practical strategies for moving them out. So that's where I would go with that.
Have I got more time, or is that my time?
I think you have like a minute and 35 seconds. Yeah, you have. And up to two. I gave you the.
Okay. I have a fungal infection on my foot since many, many years, but it is getting so, almost there constantly. And I just wanted to ask you if you have any advice. It is not the thing you get between the toes, the athlete's foot, that has gone since I joined your sweet spot program and changed my diet. It is a fungus I caught in Africa when I was there once.
Okay. And is it on the bottom part of the foot or the top part of the foot?
It used to be on the toes. But now on the left foot, it is also the sole on the side of the foot.
And what kind of things have you done for it?
I just started. I went to a functional nutritionist, and she gave me a fungal thing. I don't know the name. I had to get it. It is an antifungal.
Okay. Tell me at the end. You can go check it when I move on to the next person. But I will say a couple of things. So have you done anything besides that, or have you done anything over the years as it's come and gone?
Well, I tried different things. And the last thing which at least kills them off is coconut oil with essential oils.
Mm-hmm.
Different, which are antifungal. Okay. But it doesn't, you know, it still comes. Yeah.
when it keeps coming back, it says to me that it's in the system, right? Yeah. Jeffrey is just a symptom. It's probably in your gut. And I don't know if you've had a stool test for your gut to see if it's actually in there.
I had a GI map, but it didn't show any. No.
Have you done, like in Grand, the digestive part, there's a whole session, a section on an anti-candida protocol. Have you done any of those? Sorry.
I haven't done the Grand one, but I 1.5 years ago, I went on a candida cleanse, and that didn't prevent from it to come back.
Okay. So there's something there that just keeps, it goes away, comes back, it goes away, it comes mm-hmm. back. I would suggest at this point, give the piece that we have in Grand a mm-hmm. try, the candida cleanse piece, and just take it step by step by step by step. Okay. It's possible that you have a parasite. Parasites don't always show on a stool test, unfortunately. Sometimes they hidden in crit. And the parasites will prevent the funguses from being killed off or from coming back. So that's an important piece to know. So I would look at that. Looking at the parasite, or just go through the Grand protocols. I know you're doing a lot already in terms of the food and stuff, so you probably just skip right to the section on leaky gut and get rid of the critters piece. Because I think that, you know, sometimes, and there's different antifungals and antimicrobials that you can do. One that I found in many years over and over, SF722 from Thorn.
SF. Yeah.
Like San Francisco. 722. Yeah.
72.
722.
Oh, 722. Okay.
Yeah. And you'd start with one capsule 3 times a day. Then you go to 2 capsules 3 times a day. And you get up to 7 3 times a day. You do that for a few days, a week. You see how it's going. You go down. And it helps to restore the gut. But you also, have you uploaded your GI map? I can't remember if we looked at it together.
If I have what?
Have you uploaded the GI map?
No. Yes, I did.
Okay, but you and I didn't go over it. So
no.
If you can make it to the next call that's with me, which I think is at the end of this month, okay, I'll take a look at it with you to see what other things I'm seeing, if there's other things out of balance. Because you can't just kill off the bug. You have to restore the flora. You have to look and make sure. Mm-hmm. All right. And what I would recommend before you upload that is that you make sure your supplement tab with all your supplements that you're taking is up to speed. Mm-hmm. And then do like a 2 or 3 day diet diary. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll review it on that call.
And what call is that?
I think it's the ERC group, whatever. It's on, I think it's like the 28th, 9th, whatever of this month. It's at the end of this month.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. My calendar disappeared. So if you could look that up, Angelica, stick it in the chat. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Are you referring to another, virtual retreat or an office hours?
No, there's an office hours next week, but those are with the whole, it's on a different platform, so it doesn't work well for labs. But if you go to the end of the month after I'm back from vacation, one of those, I think it's a Tuesday night or Tuesday day, but it's the ERC open coaching kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're planning to return for another year. If you do, then you also get access to our smaller group calls. That we have, that you can come more frequently and, you know, find more times that you can come to. And then we can continue to work on it together.
Okay? Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. Who's next? Diana. You started to say you wanted to go next, so that's why I picked you.
I wanted to say you needed to do Barbara next because she kind of flies.
I wanted to say that you wanted to do, I needed to do Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't want to do it. I just wanted to make sure that you knew Barbara needed to go next.
Okay, Debbie.
This is good to go after Barbara because mine's about GI. So, yeah, I want to, you know, I'm ready to start working on this area. And, yeah, I feel stable enough in other areas through the work that I've been doing that I know it's time, but it's a big thing. And I just don't know what to tackle first or where to begin. Because I will say when I had my GI test done last time, which was a while back, but, we never really treated any of it because I wasn't strong enough to do that. But I had a lot of fungal and candida, and I had a couple parasites. And let's see, you know, I had various things going on. And I had a lot of symptoms of SIBO. So, and then the other thing is because of that irritated stomach lining from past ulcers, I have to be so gentle with things that don't cause a lot of burning or gastritis.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the general picture of where to know where to begin.
I have one thing I want you to begin with.
Okay.
It doesn't have anything to do with food or supplements.
Great. Okay?
And it even isn't relaxation, although that I want you to do too. You know, the focus on the chewing and the focus on imagining that food becoming your cells and, you know, all that wonderful work that we talk about. But I'd like you to get some castor oil packs.
Okay.
Okay. And I want you, if you can do it every day, even if you can't do it every day, at least do it 7 days in a row and then maybe, you know, skip a few days and then do it again for 7 days. But the castor oil packs have the ability to decrease inflammation, to heal the leaky gut, which I know you have because you have so many food sensitivities, right? So you're pretty aware of that. And you can go do that. But I would highly recommend if you want something really easy, is the ones that a colleague of mine, Marisol, does, Queen of Thrones, she calls herself, and she's in Canada. And you can go there to her site, and it's drmarisol.com, I think. Do you remember that? Is it that? Dr. Marisol, M-A-R-I-S-O-L. If you could put that in the chat, that would be great. We could just click it. And they have a kit. It's a castor oil kit. She sells the best quality because it's in glass. It's in that blue glass, so it's protected. And it's extra virgin or whatever, you know, they're very careful about processing it. The packs though, instead of you just getting an old piece of flannel or part of a pillowcase or whatever and saturating it through and through and then dealing with the mess, she created this pack that you just have to put 2 or 3 tablespoons on the surface and you spread it out and put it in the middle and you're little, so you don't have to worry about it not making it around you. And it has these straps, you just Velcro it on. And you lay in bed. You have the option of putting heat on it if you want to. And if you don't, you just take it and you go to bed. What it also does is helps put you into parasympathetic instead of sympathetic. So even if you had no gut issues, it could be a really good thing to calm the sympathetic nervous system, right? And just let's do that for a few weeks and allow it to heal from the outside in, you know, sort of. And then we can address it, see how you're feeling. And then address it with some antifungal, candida, et cetera. It also helps to stimulate peristalsis. So the migrating motor complex where, you know, which would contribute to SIBO, not having that good movement, that helps to stimulate that as well. So I think that that's your absolute best place to start because it's not going to compromise your sensitive system. It's going to help support it. And then we can go in there. You know, because you're already doing a lot of the basic stuff like the vitamin D and, you know, and enzymes. Are you doing enzymes?
No, I haven't. Because they're usually grown with an aspergillus. The fungal, I get really bad fungal symptoms from enzymes.
Okay, so the next thing we'll do is that. You could also put, I don't know if it'll work. I asked her and she said, you know, that might be a good idea. This SF722 I was just telling Barbara about. And you pop them open and you squeeze a couple, 3 of those in with the castor oil because castor oil drives things inward.
Oh, okay.
So that might be helpful as well. Yeah.
I have some castor oil right now, but I haven't really used it much. If I just, before I get a whole kit, if I just start putting it on my stomach at night, does that help? Or does it really need to be in the pack? Just
rubbing it in? Yeah, it'll be messy. So you have to, like, you know, watch the bed and all that kind of stuff. but you can do that. It's it may not be as effective as the pack, because the pack is pressing it on you and it's holding it in. It's creating some heat between your body and it. Mm-hmm. The best way is with heat, but you don't have to do it with heat. You can certainly try that. Just make sure that you don't have any sensitivity to it. And in the meantime, get the kit and, you know what I mean? Get the kit and then start doing it when it comes. But in the meantime, if you want to do that, or if you just want to take some old flannel, you know, if you have an old flannel pillowcase, or buy organic, piece of organic flannel on Amazon, they will sell organic flannel, a cotton flannel. You can just put it on and put the, you know, usually you want to put Saran wrap around you, and you've probably tried it, right? It's a messy process, and I don't do it because it's pain. When she started to describe it, it takes her 3 minutes literally to get her casserole pack done, and you can do it multiple times. I was like, okay, I'm going to start this. When I get back from vacation, I'm going to just start it just for the parasympathetic calming, right? Do it before you go to bed. It'll help you to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Right, that's where I would start. And I think that the next piece would be migrating motor. I think we talked about this a couple of times with the SIBO kind of, you know, possibility is, oh, I thought it started. No. Oh. Anyway, well, we're almost finished anyway. Things that stimulate the vagus nerve, right? So there's the singing loudly, and there's gargling. There's coffee enemas, which I don't think you're ready to do that yet. No. And then gargling, singing, tongue depressor, gag yourself. You know, it's not comfortable. Or there's a book called Accessing the Healing Power of the Vagus Nerve. And it has some really good strategies and places you can hold that are based on craniosacral therapy, but specific ones that will help activate your parasympathetic, your vagus nerve.
And how does that relate to the migrating motor complex? The
motor complex is controlled by the vagus nerve. It's controlled by the parasympathetic. And when we go around our lives in all the sympathetic, or we don't allow ourselves to just drop into parasympathetic, that migrating motor complex gets stuck. And so you eat the food, but it doesn't get pushed down along. So your absorption gets addressed, you get bloating and gas, and then the funguses can get fed because you're not pushing all that stuff. And if you're eating probiotic foods or taking probiotics, they don't always make it down to the gut. And if you have trouble taking probiotics,
yeah, I can't take
them. You get bloated. It's probably because these bacteria are getting stuck. They're not getting moved down to the right place.
Yeah, I want to get to the point to be able to take them and work on my microbiome, but I haven't done any, been able to do that yet. So maybe this is where I start to get
this
that.
Is where I would start with it. It'll help that. The other thing you can do is it's in the grant program. We have a picture and it says, what is it? Boot camp for your bowels is what it's called. Mm-hmm. And it talks about stimulating the ileocecal valve as well. And this can help relax that ileocecal so it opens up and things flow.
So I definitely have that feeling that things just don't move, like very stuck, you know, when I eat, and it feels like hours, things are just kind of sitting there. And
yeah.
So that all relates to this process you're talking about. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Okay, good. This feels doable. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought it would feel doable because, you know, doing all that other stuff is kind of scary when you've had bad reactions before.
Yeah.
And there's kind of scary, like, okay, I'm going to get burning for the next 4 hours if I try this supplement. And then you just like, I don't want to try it. And then that creates a stress in your body. And then it doesn't allow for the healing to happen. So okay. I'd give that a try. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Super. And I, you know, it's that trusting your intuition that it's now time and it's ready, but let's do it slowly, gently. You know, make it happen. Okay?
But I'll be able to get to that point just for my bigger vision. By doing these things, I'll get my body ready to be able to finally treat some of these things.
And I think we need to treat, you know, make sure you're in the parasympathetic before you eat. And I think that we need to look at the stomach lining, the esophagus and stomach lining, so that everything doesn't burn, like replenishing that. You've had ulcers in the past. It's got to be replenished. Right. And I don't know if you've tried slippery elm in the past. Slippery elm, marshmallow.
Yeah. I just never knew how long to keep doing it, but But I have tried that.
Keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
So do this first. The next step will be the slippery DGL kind of protocol.
Okay.
To get that lining nice and ready. And this will help it too, because it'll reduce the inflammation.
Okay. 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 All over my abdomen.
Yeah, well, you're getting the power. If you're going to do it over, you know, you can do it over, you can do it over the whole thing and the liver. With the pack, it's big enough that it covers, especially on a little person, right? It covers the whole thing.
Okay.
Makes sense?
It covers Okay, that makes sense. Okay, thank you.
Angelica's trying to say something. Unmute.
I just want to remind everybody here that this was an amazing, amazing call that was for our practitioners, but Dr. Rudemarie decided to share it with you. So I'm going to post the link. It's on the ERC dashboard, and it's an incredible talk about elimination.
About castor oil pack and elimination. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So thank you, Debbie.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, who's next? You, Diana, Paula. Okay, come on, Paula. All right.
Are you doing me or Diana?
Paula, you raised your hand, so.
Okay. All right. Well, I mentioned the connection between thyroid and lipids, particularly LDL. So I don't know if you want to talk about that.
So we know that, and I recall from your Tessa, you know, I just like seen five people since then, and I'm like, I don't remember which. I believe that the issue was your free T3 had gone down when it had been good before.
It's 2.8 right now.
It's 2.8. So it's still within the lab normal range, but it's below the optimal range.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's been a while.
What I typically think of thyroid and lipids, let me just start this. When I think of thyroid and lipids, I think of, well, low thyroid function raises the cholesterol. We see that a lot. And people are like, why would you have high cholesterol? Your diet is perfect. Well, it has to do with the thyroid function. As far as the lipids affecting the thyroid, that's not an area I've explored much. I mean, it's certainly... do a little, if you have any links, I would look at them right now and we can look to see what, because I can usually interpret things pretty quickly.
No, I'm thinking about the thyroid affecting lipids, not
the yes, LDL. The thyroid definitely will affect the lipids. Right. It definitely will. And it is especially LDL. So the total cholesterol goes up, but the HDLs don't budge generally. It's right. The LDL that goes up. So they definitely affect that. So your weird lipid panel, even though your thyroid isn't showing so much, I'm starting to think, okay, what about the receptors? What about receptor resistance?
Right.
Inflammation, low vitamin A, homocysteine elevation, and your homocysteine was a little elevated, not much.
Yeah, it's
eight something. So it's not like in the range where I would be like, oh my God, you know, it's definitely right. That. Have you ever had vitamin A tested? I don't remember seeing that.
No, that has not been tested. I'm taking vitamin A, but it
how much do you take?
Oh gosh, I'm not sure.
In your mixture, your formula?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's certainly worth a try to just get it and see if that's it. But then the stress and the cytokines, inflammation, will affect those receptors as well. So higher cortisol levels, you know, cortisols that are higher than they should be. I remember when I first looked at your Dutch, I was like, how does somebody have such high cortisol? No, maybe I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm going to pull it up again because we just looked at it and I'm forgetting.
On this last Dutch, my cortisol was high in the morning and high at night. It was
totally
different from a year ago. Yeah.
Yeah, so that could have an effect on it as well, right? Because the cortisol is going to affect affects the production of cytokines, which then affect the receptors. So that can have an effect on the lipids and the thyroid and then the lipids as well. Mm-hmm. We've talked, and I know you've taken phosphatidylserine and it didn't really do much good.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to say to you. One, I was looking at magnolia flower, magnolia bark for someone yesterday, and I always think about it as lowering lowering cortisol. But it also has all these other amazing effects, including glucose control, glucose regulation. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put it in the chat because I still have it open, I believe, on my dashboard. And it's a really good article, a company called Self-Hacked. And it has a lot of references and mechanisms. You know, you and I love the mechanisms, right? We don't want to just go, well, this does that and this affects that, but really knowing the mechanisms. So let me open it up and I will give you the link. Well, I thought it was right there, so I'll just do a search on it. Thought I still had it open. Okay, so I'm going to look at and we actually found an organic powder of magnolia. I actually ordered some for myself because I want to know how it tastes so I can, like, say, okay. Okay, so here it is. So some of the things that it's responsible for, and it gives you all the stuff and mechanism of action and the particular alkaloids in there. Depression, anxiety, cavity production, prevention, inflammation, memory, pain from inflammation, prevent and fight cancer, that's a generic one, symptoms of menopause, insomnia, weight loss, high blood pressure, asthma, enlarged prostate, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and that's, there you go. So that's a way more comprehensive approach. And again, I haven't researched each of these mechanisms, but it's actually, it does it by, like, some of them do it by increasing GABA, and some of it does it by, you know, whatever process it does it by. So I'm putting the link in here, and it's something to consider. But also, I have something I'm going to send you. I was on the phone with, I thought I brought it up. No, I left it downstairs. With someone who was, you know, contacting me, and they have an Ayurvedic blood sugar control supplement. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. You know, we do all this stuff, right? So I listened, and he talked about how there's all these Ayurvedic herbs in it. Some of them I know. And they got this, it's an old family formula from an Ayurvedic naturopathic kind of family, and they still make it in India. And it's, he said, it's really for people who are really doing all the diet stuff, but it's not getting it quite down to where you want to. And he told me a few stories about that. You know, some people are skeptics. Some actually, a doctor that they went to, and he said, well, I'll try it with my patients, but, you know, I don't believe it's going to work. And then when he started to see the results, he was like, whoa. And then he started himself, because he was himself a diabetic, and saw it. And now he's this big advocate. So they sent me samples. I thought they were going to be these little bitty, like, you know, the little plastic bag things that they put two or three capsules in. He sent me a whole bottle. Like, so I have about 20 of those. And I would love to send it to you with the idea of, you know, do your chronometer, keep track of what you're eating. Don't change anything. Just do your supplements, do your everything as usual, and do it for a few days, track it, and then start this and the same thing. Just, and you're pretty consistent with your food, so it should be easy for you. And then try it and see how it goes. They're all kinds of just really Ayurvedic herbs. Some of them I know, and some of them are like new to me. Okay. So I'm just picking a few people who I know have been really working hard and just not getting that glucose down to where we think it should be. Mm-hmm. And I want to get some stats on it before I start to recommend that everybody take it, or not everybody, but probably include it in the sweet spot as one of the, you know, one of the things. Is that something you're willing to do?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to send that to you. In the meantime, I want you to read about the magnolia, see if it's something you want to consider. There is a brand I found, let me just grab it for you. It's just a powder that you can add to smoothies, or you can do whatever you want to. Don't know how it tastes because I've never done it, but I've recommended magnolia a lot of times for people who are having that difficulty falling asleep because of high cortisol, and that's all I thought about it for. So I thought, oh, it's the same as phosphatidylserine, but in fact, it's not really the same as phosphatidylserine because in fact, it has these other things. Let me stop this. So I'm going to go to my orders because I just ordered some myself yesterday when I saw it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try this. It's actually arriving Monday, it says, and it's all organic and it's pure powder and it's a concentrated extract. And I think it might be something to explore for anybody that's really having those issues, right? The high cortisol, the high stress, bring it down. Not Debbie, because you're so sensitive to everything. I wouldn't give you something that has, you know, oh, well, magnolia maybe. I'm thinking of the other stuff. But magnolia might be something that you would consider as well. But let's start with these castor oil packs external so you don't have to worry about that. Then we'll work on your lining and then we'll go from there. Okay? Okay. Cinnamon essential oil. I saw what you posted in there, Angelica. Cinnamon essential oil's not had as good a track record as the actual cinnamon bark. And I've seen a few studies on that where it's like, make it easy for people. You do the essential oil. It doesn't necessarily work as well. Yeah. Okay. Is that helpful, Paula?
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure who you were talking to.
Okay, good. Thank you. And Diana, and then we have still Sandy. Oh, Claudia. Claudia or Diana, who wants to go next? So when you're out of my sight, you're out of my mind. There you go.
I'll go.
You go? Okay.
I'll go. Let's Claudia. Claudia, do you want to go next?
No? Okay. Diana, and then Claudia, and then we'll do Sandy. So go for it.
I was busy taking notes on the castor oil and the last thing with Paula, the magnolia bark, and the, yeah, I forgot totally where that was going to go.
Well, we talked about you wanted to work on learning to say no.
So that's one, but I've actually learned that one over the last year. I've had no choice.
Okay.
To learn it.
Yeah.
And I don't feel guilty about it. That's the amazing part.
That's good.
I have a thunderstorm starting, so hang on a sec. Had to close the window. We got a thunderstorm coming through. So,
all right,
if I go like totally blank, you'll know what happened.
Right, that happened to me once in the middle of a call, and I had to say, "If I lose it, you guys keep going," because we had a major.
Okay. I came up with a partial block since I was the first one, and I made all the boo boos, and I got called on them all. I was listening to other people, I realized that I had totally left out of my vision of myself in the future and now what I want to be. I totally left out a chunk of my life that never even appeared. Donna, when she brought up her, she wants to start her little business up, it dawned on me, wait a minute, none of the things in my where I want to be, the I am statements, had anything to do with my little herb business starting up again. I literally closed it on December the 31st of 2018 at the end of the tax year because I couldn't even make product anymore. And so it literally has been removed from who I am. And it's been such a huge part of who I am that it absolutely knocked me over off my chair. When I was sitting here realizing I never mentioned that in any way, shape, or form, it's just no longer even part of who I am. And so that sent me into another realm altogether. That's taken a huge chunk off of my life. The only things that I mention are my family and wanting to be able to be free enough that I can take off and go visit them or have them come visit me. Those relationships with my family is all I desire. It's my heart's desire, and everything else has just vanished.
Just extra. So does that mean that you no longer want to do the herb business, or that the family is priority and you would do it if you could keep the balance there?
I realized I have eliminated a huge chunk of my life, and I don't really know that I want to let that go. It's part of who I am. So that's my limiting belief, is that I can't do it all. I had to choose only those things that are the most important to me. And I never even thought for a second about how important that part of my life is, and that I had totally cut it off. So that's...
I think you just hit something super important.
Yes, that's what I wanted to talk about. That's my limitation more than anything else.
And it's the limiting belief of that you can't have it all, so you have to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you could have it all?
Well, that's where I started to go, kind of. So, yeah, let's explore that.
Okay.
So I want to remake my statement. I'm going to be everything that I can be.
Yes.
I'm not going to eliminate anything at all from possibility.
Great. Great.
But I am going to prioritize a whole lot better. Part of that is saying no.
Yes.
Part of that is saying no.
And part of it is, like, you're at a crossroads every moment of every day. We're at a crossroads of which we can make choices, right? So
yeah.
You have to look at which direction. So your family's a high priority, and maybe, you know, on one day, making herbs versus doing your family is going to take precedence. So it sounds to me like you need to create an herb business that's based on flow for you, right? Flow for you. So you can go, oh, there was a family emergency, I need to be there. Or, oh, there's a birth happening, you know, in December, I need to be there. So I'm going to arrange it. There are some companies like that. I know that the company that I like, for Maine Coast Sea Vegetables, they close down every year from about July 20th to September 1st for the family, for their peace of mind. And they post it and everybody knows it, and you stock up before it goes, right? Mm-hmm. And you just so you could create a business that is just, it's flowing through you, right? And especially with the herbs, because there's harvesting times and tincture times, and then there's rest, right? The season, there's everything, to everything there is a season, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So as you think about that, and as you think about having it all, having my family as a priority, being able to visit them more, having visitors over, you know, having that and doing your herbs, can you visualize a way that you can do both?
It's a little tough right now, but I have done it in the past, and I want to be able to do it again.
What's holding you back right now?
I've got to continue healing to get that energy level where I can do it all.
Okay.
I've got to continue the healing, and I've got to learn to set limitations and be able to say no to things that are just not important on the list anymore.
Okay.
Obligations that have people are used to being able to call me and I'll drop everything to help them no matter what it is. And I've just had to say no. I used to feel guilty if I let somebody down, because that's what I felt like I was doing, is letting somebody down. And no, I can't let myself down anymore. I can't. I have to put me at the top, because otherwise I'm not going to be here, and I'll let everybody down.
Everybody's
let down.
It sounds to me like you've worked through this. You believe what you just told me?
Yeah, I do believe it.
Okay. Then your job is to take care of you. Your top priority is not your family. It's not your friends. It's you.
Yeah. And him.
And him. Right. But it's taking care of you so you can be there.
Right. Right.
You always have to prioritize that self-care.
Yep.
Yeah. So it sounds like you've got it. So what more do you feel you need to be able to see this? So as you stop now that you've said all that and see yourself prioritizing you, having all your self-care stuff, picking your food and making your food and making your ferments and making your herbs for you, and having the connection with your family, do you feel like there is a cycle there for when you're making your herbs for you, make the extras and bottle them and make it a thing. Go to the farmer's market in the times when there's farmer's market. You live in Idaho, so there's
no we started market. The farmer's market. I've been the treasurer for 10 years. My husband is the farmer's market manager. It's an all year, every year thing. And I'm not participating. I haven't for years.
You want to.
He's still the market manager. I'm still the treasurer. I mean, but I can't even participate as a vendor anymore.
Do you want to participate as a vendor?
I would like to get well enough to do that again, yes.
So what is it that you need in terms of that? Is it the energy level that you can't tolerate the 3 hours or whatever it is in the front of people?
I have nothing to sell, Marita Marie. I have absolutely nothing to sell. Okay. I do not have the energy to make the product.
Okay.
I mean, I do have a little bit in the garden that's extra, but we had to condense so much to just limit it to what I need to live and survive that there isn't extra anymore.
I'm going to go back to something you said was the biggest interference was the nicotine. Okay, so I'm going to ask you.
That's the biggest stumbling block to the physical healing, and it's getting off of that. Yes.
Getting better. And as
that is slowing things down.
I get to choose nicotine or I get to choose making herbal products and, you know, really helping people with this business. Which would you choose?
That's what's making it easier for me to actually get off of it. It's just I haven't been able to finally conquer it. So as I get stronger and stronger and I feel like I can actually have this all, it's not a dream. It's not I'm going to be just this side of the dirt. There's a possibility I am going to do this, and it makes it so much easier to put that away. I will conquer it.
So I want you to think about, you know, you've probably
and that's a big part of it is that I am going to keep focusing on that. What I want in the long run is more important than what I want right now.
Exactly.
And I have I got my liquor sticks, by the way. I got my
There you go. You chew on those. Like, okay, I need a cigarette.
I need a cigarette. I got my liquor sticks now.
Oh, I love that.
My air cigarettes. So I can do, you know, I've got multiple options and I am leaving them. That's why my blood numbers are coming down, I think. Finally. It's going to take a while longer, but that obstacle is going away. But it has been the biggest part, I think, that has held me back is being able to let go of that. But this vision of where we're going right now, that is, you know, more important than food is my family.
And so when it gets hard, picture, some kind of picture that you can, okay, there's you. You get to choose a cigarette or this dream, this thing that you've done before and is a reality. And when, you know, we have to get ourselves out of that right brain emotional limbic system response that's like and into your left brain. Mm-hmm. And so that's where, like I say, cards and little sticky notes, because if you don't have a tool to do it, you're going to stay in limbic system. You have to be able to shift from limbic system, lizard to wizard. And you can do that by reading. You can do that by anything that requires a left brain response. And so if you can figure strategy for when you're at the crossroads and you're in lizard mode and you want food, you want ice cream, Donna, or you want a cigarette, you're going, okay, how do I get myself out of that mode, even temporarily? And when you have an index card in your pocket and you have to read it, maybe reading the vision.
Mm-hmm.
When you read it, you go, oh yeah. And then it helps you, at least it helps to break that cycle. And then you go, okay, let me do some heart math. Oh, let me go put my feet in the bubble bath, or let me do something that is rewarding to me. But if you just try when you're in the heat of the fight flight to make those decisions, you can't make those decisions. You really can't. You have to shift yourself before you can make the decision. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So create yourself an index card. Create yourself the words, make the list of this is what I want most. Yeah. And on the back, this is what I want in the moment.
Yeah.
Am I willing to shift?
My little sticky notes.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to see it on your forehead, honey.
I know.
Yeah, put it on your hand, your arm, your belly, and I can go, oh yeah.
Yes, I live on sticky notes. Yeah, they live all over the place.
This is the right one.
You know, okay. This vision thing of that you've done with us today. I did have a lab that I wanted to do, but I won't. I'm not even going to go there right now. This is too important. This is exactly what we need. And I went back to my vision statement. We had discussed that one time about why did I make it 90% of what I was in 2011? That was when I was at my peak. That's what I want to be. That's the life I want. I had it all. I mean, I had everything. I had the farmer's market. I was making $3,000-$4,000 a year. I always had my herb business. I was sending people stuff in the mail. It was growing. We could pick up, as long as we made arrangements, we could pick up and go visit our kids in Washington State for a week. As long as we had somebody to water the garden, which it wasn't a big deal. It was just what we did. And I loved my life. I want that back. But as the health kind of declined, it's like, if I could even have 90% of that, I would feel like I conquered the world.
I'm going to shoot you.
I'm going to go for that. I already changed it. I want to go up to 100%.
Okay.
But it wasn't possible until this just recently.
It's there. It's there waiting for you. And the beauty of it is you're not trying for something you've never had.
No, I just want what I have.
Something you do so your nervous system has it. And it's going to be easier. It's just belief. You've got to believe. Belief and then action. Belief and then action. You know, you don't just believe and then suddenly the heavens open and everything comes down. You got to take action. You got to show that you really want it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then 2011, I had crawled back 25 years from chronic fatigue syndrome and being flat on my bed waiting to die then. And it had taken me 20-something years to get to that point. And that's why this was so devastating, to have this all happen again. And it's like, I won't make it this time. I'm too old. I've aged too much.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there.
It's not even in my sight anymore. I'm this side of the dirt. I didn't, like, you brought it up on the last call. You know, I did not expect to even live 3 months when I started this program. Right. So I have already exceeded my expectations by 1,000% because I'm still here. But now that makes it all the more possible that I can have that vision again.
Yeah.
Of who I am.
Yeah. And
at my peak and my fullest, I can have that again. I'm on my way. I'm well on my way.
You're well on your way. Well on your way. Yes.
And there just aren't too many blocks left, and we're working on those. You know, the licorice stick is you may see me chewing a licorice stick.
An awful look, chewing a licorice stick.
I love licorice, so hey, no problem.
I love it too. Yeah. So you've got it. You're on your way. And I want you to really, really every day focus on, yes, I am. Yes, I'm getting closer.
I am. Not I'm going to.
No.
Not I want.
I am.
I am.
I am. Beautiful job. Great work.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful work.
Thank you.
For pulling me up out of the dirt.
Yeah, you deserve to be out of the dirt. And here's the thing. I'm gonna mention a selfish reason. You mentioned all these amazing tinctures. And I know that, you know, and you've offered some to people in the program and send them this or that. I would love to have, I would support your business, easily support your business. I mean, you may not want me to because it may be too much business for you today. But yeah.
Hear me when you say that.
But I will support it within our programs. I won't support it to the bigger, you know, just to the, and then if you want to grow it, just let me know and we'll support it to others because you do quality work. It's all homegrown. It's all this beautiful stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay? I actually put up a new post on the iTonic after Susan Larson's, thing that we did was which day that was at a day or two ago. Anyway, I put up some. I had so many requests for that iTonic recipe. I put it on the ERC page, and it's kind of under construction and steps as to how it all developed over the years. So this is what helped fix Dennis's eyes, and it's for pretty good stuff. So
good.
I did start that, and
so there's a start. One tincture, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is I don't want to go to my grave with all these things that I've been led to learn. You know, I don't want to leave a legacy. I don't, but I do want other people to learn what I know
and most of all, to be able to do this themselves, because I didn't know how to do it when I started. I didn't. And a lot of it I have just figured out over the years. And I want to share that because people need to be empowered that they don't have to depend on buying stuff. It's all within our own power to make it ourselves. Yeah, if we just get into a connection, I actually took it down to it's so simple that you just buy the right tinctures and the right size bottles, put it all together, and then take it.
The formula. That's one way to do it for folks.
And it does. So, I broke it down to that.
A conversation, you know, maybe in September, October, probably October after Shine, I would love to have a conversation about this to see how I can support you in getting this stuff out of your head and out to folks. Because I think, you know, certainly all of our practitioners would love to hear this, right?
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll do it. Okay. Now that I'm up for, see?
Okay.
That one I can, it doesn't scare me. I can say yes to that.
Okay, good. Yeah.
And I will say no if it's beyond my ability. I've learned to say no this year.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad to support you on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next.
Claudia, about the eye tonic. She may want to hear about your eye tonic. So, you know, connect offline on that one. So, Claudia, are you here?
I am.
Everybody else. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
So, for you, going back to my notes, I loved what you talked about with the fun and the love and the trust and that. So, your holdback is lack of trust in your vision. Emotional eating and keeping busy, like getting too busy to really work on your vision.
I mean, it's the vision, but it's also the trusting that I know enough. And oh, let's put it that way, like really figuring things out myself first, and then if I feel I need help, to ask for help versus just frantically always thinking, oh, I don't know how to do this webinar, like I don't know how to do this challenge. I don't know how to do any of these things. I have to ask everybody else. That's a big theme.
So is it a big theme that you do not want to have to ask other people?
I start, like, first of all, it's expensive to pay other people all the time. If it's really expensive. And secondly, it's just not so much that I don't ever want to do it. It's more like really thinking that what I have is enough, what I know is enough. That's really the key. I think that applies to lots of areas in my life. Because okay. I'm a curious mind. I love learning. I'm like you in that way. I can just, like, I sign up for every Talent Summit and everything because I love learning. But then I'm so overwhelmed and then I'm confused because of the different things people say, you know, that kind of thing. That's a big
problem. Yeah. So have you been, were you like this as a child when you were, how old is this feeling of not trusting yourself?
Oh my God, I don't remember that in childhood.
When was the first time you remember feeling it? When was the first time you remember feeling it?
I think it was like in my full-time career, there was a little bit of that as well, but it was a creative profession. So you always think, you know, your ideas are not as good as other people's ideas. There's a little bit of that.
Was there any event that happened at that point where, like I think it was Barbara said that there was a supervisor and she got cut down by the supervisor. Was there an event like that in your life?
Oh my God, I don't remember. I really don't remember. I would have to take really do like a
nothing's deep coming to mind. Close your eyes.
No, nothing is coming to mind.
Close your eyes. And then
probably accumulation of lots of little things, you know what I mean, over the years was this one big thing.
Okay. As you think about, I'm not good enough, or I don't know if I have what it takes to do this business, right? To build this business. Where in your body do you feel it?
In my throat.
In your throat. Okay. So put your hand over that. Okay. And as you have your hand over there, do you feel any warmth, cold, any sensation there?
Warmth.
Warmth? Okay. So if you feel, as you, yeah, keep your hand over it. Keep your hand.
Hold on, I need to move my Zoom window so I'm looking at the camera and you guys, because right now it's just the Zoom was on the other monitor.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. So just keep your hand over that spot. Mm-hmm. And I want you to just breathe into it. And as you breathe into that spot, ask it, ask that spot, ask that tightness, that constriction. What is it that you need to feel enough? And let the answer come to you. It might come to you in a color. It might come to you in a picture. It might come to you in words.
I think like a really fall event or some kind of like retreat or something I'm doing that's like filled. Like not just, you know, like I feel I want to attract more people and it's really freaking hard to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
do you feel like a really successful launch or a successful?
Yeah, like exactly. I think that's what comes to mind, yeah.
Okay, so let's just picture that you just had a successful launch and 100 new people joined your program. Keep your hand there. What does it feel like now? And do you feel anything moving up or down?
It's moving down.
It's moving down. Okay, where is it now?
It's still here, but I feel like something has started to move. It's not totally gone from there yet.
Okay, so you just had a successful launch. You had 100 people. Does that feeling of not enough come up? Is that what that feeling is right here? Or is it something else?
Yeah, it's probably something else. I just don't know what it is.
So what is it now?
It's kind of both. I think that success would mean it relates to that not good enough feeling.
Okay, so it relates to it. So you just had a successful launch. 100 people just joined your program. 90 of them complete it and give you rave reviews. How do you feel?
That's different.
That's different? How do you mean?
That's different that 90% completed and, you know, because that's not the reality.
What if it was?
Yeah, it feels better.
Saying, like, how does it feel? Yeah.
It feels better. It feels good.
It feels good. Yeah.
Because I really want to transform people's lives and not just have them buy something.
Yeah, not them just have a buy a program.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So it's more than just not enough. It's enough, but it's also, and it's not just related to having a successful launch or event.
No, it's the impact.
The impact. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now I'm going to take you to the present. How many people that have done your program have given you really good feedback? Like, wow, that really made a difference. Or program or one-on-one working with them.
I would say about 30% or maybe 40%, but that's the program is different from the privates because the program is where people don't, you know, you always have people that don't show up and my numbers are small.
How many folks that you've worked with to help them with their vision have mentioned to you? I mean, a number, 10.
Yeah, I don't know. God, I don't know the number, like 50.
50 people have worked with you on their vision and have gotten improvement. Okay.
More people have, but you said they mentioned, you know, they shared it or something, yeah.
Yeah, more people have, but the ones that actually shared it with you, there's about 50 of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you think about 50 people have improved their vision as a result of working with you, where do you feel that in your body?
Also in my throat.
Okay, and what does it feel like?
Actually, it's a little bit more in my heart.
In your heart, yeah. Yeah. What does it feel like?
It's great.
It feels what?
It feels really good.
Feels really good. Okay. So we're going to go back to I'm not good enough. Would these 50 people feel like you didn't do a good enough job? No, absolutely not. They're going to feel like, oh my God, Claudia, she gave me back my vision. She gave me a new lease on life. So the focus on the people who had success helps you move towards more success. There may be some steps that you need to take to look at your program to see to the masses, like, what is it you do on this end that makes it work this way? Right? So it's not an issue of you're not good enough. It's an issue of I haven't yet figured out the mechanism, the way to transfer what I do with people one-on-one into this group setting. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. I mean, it's just the number of people is not as high as that actually do it. I think it's not that it doesn't work. It's just that
people don't do it.
I just wish. But it's like 30% show up to every call, and then 30% show up once in a while, and then that's the other part of people that you never see.
Right, and that happens.
With everybody.
Claudia or me or anybody doing a program, it happens across the world. How many programs have you signed up for that you never showed up for?
Oh, yeah. No, I did. But I think the people that are not showing up to every call, that like 30% or whatever it is, that are kind of drifting off after the beginning. It's the initial honeymoon and then like, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just, numbers are not big enough where, I don't have 400 people. I don't know how many you have, to be honest, in Sweet Spot, but I have like 20, and if only 5 are like committed and show up to every call, it just seems like
like you're not reaching as many people as
you.
So I'm gonna just put out a couple of numbers.
Okay.
There are 38 or 40 people in ERC that could have come to today's call.
Right.
There were only 17 of them, 15 of them, that signed up to be here. Of those 15, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 have shown up. Now, I could say, like you have, oh, I must not be good enough. But when you hear these people, right, who have had movement, right, they've had movement in the right direction. It's, I'm not going to take that on to me.
Right.
I'm going to learn more every day. I'm going to just keep learning like you. Like, how can I improve my skills? But you can focus on improving yourself while believing that you're good the way you are.
Right.
There's always room for improvement. Always. I'm learning new stuff all the time. You are learning new stuff all the time. When you can come to a place where, wow, there's 50 people so far that I've really helped and transformed their lives, and say, how can I do this even better? How can I reach even more people? I think what happens is we don't ask the right questions.
Yeah, good point.
Right? You got to ask the right question. And the right question is, I have a method that really works and really helps people. How can I reach more people with this? How can I transform even more? And our minds are like a computer. Why am I so fat? Because you eat too much, you're lazy, you're blah, 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 blah. If I say, what are some steps I need to take to get my weight under control? You might get, it could be the same thing. Maybe you should eat, maybe you can eat less, or maybe you can shift what you're eating, or maybe you can exercise more. But that's the answers you're going to get. And so we ask our subconscious, we ask our mind, we ask the universe, whatever you believe in, for an answer to a question it's not serving you.
Yeah.
An answer that doesn't serve you. And then you get wallow into that, am I good enough? Can I ever do this? Can I really do this? Do I have the smarts? Et cetera, et cetera. And then you get into that busy brain thinking. Does that make sense? Yeah,
very much.
So I would encourage you to sit down with, after this call, is sit down with, what are some resourceful questions you can ask? How can I improve the enrollment in my courses? How can I improve the show up rate on my calls? How can I improve how people are playing the game?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And that'll give you different answers than, you know, why am I not good enough?
Yeah. I don't know why that's coming up, but that came up today, but it's very, yeah. It came up at that retreat. So, you know, that whole idea of always figuring, thinking I don't know enough or I need to ask people. Can I ask one other question about how, like, a physical thing?
Yeah.
And I know. So this urinary tract infection is just not bloody going away. Like,
I'm going away. For a couple months came and went.
It's just been 4 weeks, and I urostatin didn't do a thing. And I last time I used a UT support thing from Sprouts, which is a little tincture. It has 25 berries. I don't know all the ingredients. But I got that again. And Isabel recommended a few things. We did a stool test, so, you know, we figured out whatever works for those bacteria that showed up in my stool. Yeah. Might be similar, but I feel like I'm ready to go to urgent care and get an antibiotic, and I don't really want to, but I'm so sick of the pain.
Yeah, so first of all, when you take something and it doesn't work, it could be that you're not taking enough, you're not taking it frequently enough. You're taking something that's interfering with it, or mm-hmm. you need something else to work synergistically with it, right? So how much of the urostatin were you taking?
I was taking the two times a day, three of the tablets. It said 2 to 3 times, so I did took them like 6 a day.
Lynn's shaking her head. So what's your experience been?
That's not enough.
My feeling too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I take 2 tablets every 2 hours until that sucker is gone. While I'm taking my apple cider vinegar and cranberry juice concoction and making sure I'm hydrating.
I'm drinking lots of stuff.
Yeah. Juicing green juices with the parsley and cucumber and celery and all those wonderful dark greens.
And they're all diuretics.
All diuretics, exactly. That's all they're meant for, is just flushing that away.
Yeah. Which ones, can you list those? Which ones, Lynn, which ones?
Parsley for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then cucumber.
Okay.
Celery.
Okay, I got that.
Yeah, that was my mainstay.
Okay, urostatin, it said like no more than 9 a day, so I didn't try to take more.
The thing is that they become a little bit resistant. So I actually have another product I use because I tend to be a little chronic with this sucker, and so I go between the urostatin.
Uh huh.
The UT support from Dr. Jockers.
Okay. Well, Dr. Jockers? Can you put that in the chat? Dr. Jockers.
I know.
Can you put that in the chat?
Oh, sure. So, because it can become resistant, because I was finding that out too.
Yeah. I find that that's true. We always talk about that with gut, but any kind of bug. So, having, you know, you do a set days of this, then you can switch to this, and then you can switch back. It can be very helpful for any kind of infection. And again, the dosing, if I feel like something's coming on and I need to fight it off, I'm not doing what the bloody bottle says. I'm doing what the bloody bottle says 8-10 times a day. I'm just doing it every hour and whenever I think about it, and it knocks it out. Like, the manufacturers have to be careful. I mean, there's certain herbs, like, you know, if it was poke root or lobelia or something in there that are, you know, but they're not, you know, those are very safest.
Isabel recommended taking, like, rotating all my herbs and my essential oils. So I have oregano oil right now that I'm taking for 5 days, and I'm supposed to take thyme, and then I'm supposed to take, like, rotating them. So I don't know if...
So the key word there is supposed to. You are your own best expert.
Well, I feel like I'm not anymore because I did my research and I got all this stuff and nothing works.
You've done all this research.
Not the head.
Have you asked yourself? Have you held that bottle up to you, to your heart and say, what do I need? Do I need this? See, I don't even have to be holding it. I'm just thinking about it. My body.
That doesn't work for me. I've tried that so many times.
Yeah, the testing work. Okay, so... Okay. Starting point is give me a yes answer.
Yeah.
Give me a no answer. When I did this with my son, it was this way and this way. Okay, mm-hmm. So I know what mine is. I can test it. My name is Rita Bray.
Right.
My name is Claudia. It's back. I had to think about it for a minute. Maybe it wants to be named Claudia. So then
you have to ask questions that you trust yourself to give a yes and no answer on.
Right, as a test.
You, yeah. Right. Oregon grape. I'm picking it up. I usually do them blindly, though. Okay, I'm going to say, would I benefit from this right now? Okay, if I had a UTI, will this help my bladder right now? No. Will this help my gut right now? Must be something going on in my gut. Will this help my sinuses right now? Right, you can ask these questions. So something must be going on in my gut that's saying, give me some berberine, right? So you can ask those questions. And I don't actually take supplements anymore unless I've tested them like that, because it will vary from day to day. I didn't know I had anything going on in my gut. Right? But according to that, my body's saying that stuff's going to support my gut right now. Oh, let's ask. Will this help my blood sugar right now? Blood sugar too. And we know berberine is good for blood sugar, right?
Yeah, I'm taking berberine, the 3 a day, whatever you recommended for the sweet spot.
Blood sugar.
The other thing I'll just point out, and maybe this is just me, but I also find I tend to get constipated when I have a UTI. So making sure that you have a regular bowel movement is really key and important.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
Great.
Are you on
vitamin C?
Yeah, I'm taking that too.
Vitamin C to bowel tolerance.
How much? So, what does it mean?
That's for you to decide. I tell people start at 1,000 three times a day and then start increasing it until your stools get loose.
Okay.
Like for Lynn, that's going to be an easy way to do it. Like, so that's something for you to add to it, is just keep increasing it, because the vitamin C, of course, immune support.
Yeah, I'm taking 4,000 a day, so I should, that's a good idea.
Add another one and see if, and add another one and then get it up higher. Because when you're fighting something, I mean, the two times in my life when I felt a bladder infection coming on, I started to, I took the Urostatin and it went, got it under control, but I was also taking the C. And here's what happened. I said, oh, good, it's over. It stopped. And it came back, and I had to bump up that vitamin C again and bump up the Urostatin again and then stick with it. Once I did that and I pushed myself, because it was Christmas and I was writing this and I was doing that, and I pushed myself through it and I ended up with a kidney stone. Mm-hmm. And not kidney stone, a kidney infection. High fever, back
pain.
That's
what I'm worried about, yeah.
Right. But right now, that's why I asked Isabel to have you do your checks, and she posted it to me.
Right, right.
And it looks like the only one that's off color is the top one, which is nitrate, right?
Nitrate. I just did another one. Nitrate and leukocytes. What are they called?
White blood cells.
Yeah, those are high.
Right. And the protein is fine. The blood is not there. And you don't have a fever. So it's still contained in your bladder. And it's definitely an infection because there's bacteria there. And it's fighting it off. Sugar's critical, that to take away, because sugar macrophages.
I'm not eating any sugar.
Other thing too, because I know you've had a lot of stress going on, that's not a good thing. I know that's what brought mine up. was just stress. And, you know, this is all root chakra stuff. This is your lower chakras. So that whole idea of trusting yourself is really key here. Your creativity is in that third chakra. And your second chakra has to do also with creativity and producing. And not just producing children, but you are creating a program. You are building your business. So trust yourself. You've got this, right? And don't rush it. Right. Sometimes we're like, I don't have time for this. Just get done and be over with. Really? You know, my husband sure is saying that, but it's just, sorry. It's just a matter of you have to trust that your body knows what it needs to do and it will heal when it is ready. You are supporting it. Okay, you cannot rush this. You have to trust and love your body enough to know you are doing everything you can for it. Just rest in that.
Yeah, and I want to give you a couple of other things you can do because I don't want you rushing off to the emergency room because the antibiotic may not work either.
You can get a culture. It's okay to get a culture of what's in your urine.
I know what it is, and then you know, the herbal antibiotics book even, you can look it up and say, oh, and there are other things you can try for it, right?
Oh, I looked that book up. Yeah, it's juniper, but I've taken that. Maybe I need to take more of that. Yeah.
So juniper,
okay, go ahead. Sorry, but yeah.
There may have been others because if it's a staph versus an E. coli versus a enterobacter versus whatever, mm-hmm. there's going to be a different approach to it. So
right. Okay.
The step before getting an antibiotic, just you can go there, they'll give you a culture, they'll give you an
right.
antibiotic, you don't have to take it, but you'll know what it is, and then you can work on it. So things that help with the pain part, because you just want the pain out of
right.
it, then it's a burning pain, right?
Yeah, it's both a burning, but it also has, if the bladder is like super tight and somebody squeezes it, like as if it's super, super full and it just hurts.
Yeah, okay.
I'm taking Azo, I don't know if that's the one that's what
okay, we talked about castor oil packs. I would definitely do the castor oil packs.
Okay.
Okay. I would look at, there's also a UT formula from Herbalist and Alchemist.
Okay.
Excellent. I've used that with folks. And when in doubt, you just overdose it. You got to be careful about what stuff. So don't listen to me, everybody, on this. Thing because like, oh, I got this lobelia tincture, it's supposed to be good for my lungs, and then you go and you take the dropper full and then you're vomiting for 3 hours. No, you don't want to do that, right? So but with these particular types of things that are immunosupportive and that are nutrient dense, it's okay to do more. And Lynn gave you the ACV and cranberry juice thing, unsweetened cranberry, of course, juicing the greens. And I would add to that, there are things that help support the lining that are, you know, mucilaginous. Corn silk, for example.
What's that?
Corn silk. You know, when you pull the corn out of the husks?
Yeah.
The inside stuff that's stringy, it's called corn silk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you can buy corn, but you're not going to eat it. So you might as well just get a tincture of it.
Oh, you can get a tincture out of it?
Yeah, you can get a tincture of it. Just, you know, I'm sure Gaia has one and. Yeah,
okay.
A lot of UT formulas.
Okay.
Okay.
I have slippery elm. I'm taking that.
Slippery elm or marshmallow might even be better for that part.
Okay.
Elm tends to be good for this upper part, and for some reason, marshmallow tends to be more soothing for the lower part.
Okay.
Okay. But the castor oil packs can be incredible for inflammation and pain.
Okay. I will try those. I've never tried castor oil.
Yeah, and try upping it and see. I mean, I've had remarkable results with urostatin over the years with myself on the two occasions I tried it, but also with lots and lots and lots of clients, patients.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, because I remember one who was not happy because she had this UTI. She came for an adjustment, and she said she had to go on antibiotics. She has a CT, and it's not getting better. And I told her about Uristatin. I just happened to have some. I sold her a bottle of Uristatin. She actually just went off the antibiotics and just did the Uristatin, and it was fine. But like antibiotics, you've got to continue it after you think the infection is gone. So a 10-day course. I mean, you've done more than that. So
yeah, I've done more.
Switch it off, stop the Uristatin, and switch over to something else. But while, as long as you have this here, you can go to probably Whole Foods and find something. Are you near Erewhon? You're in LA, right?
Yeah, I am. I mean, there's Sprouts.
Erewhon tend, they have a really nice herbal selection, but they also have like an herbal elixir bar where you can go and have formulations made. The other option is, you know, go visit an acupuncturist, okay, and have them create you a custom formula. Because that, what they're going to do is not what we're doing. Like, oh, she's got this bladder infection. They're going to look at why. Is it liver rising? Is it, you know, heat in the kidney? You know, certainly going to be down there something. But without us, like, doing your tongue diagnosis and your pulse diagnosis, I can't customize that.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, okay. But they may be able to customize that formulation based on, okay, she's got gripping in her bladder. That means something different than just a burning in the bladder.
Right.
So that's what I would say. And there's plenty in LA of acupuncturist herbal.
Yeah, I actually have one. I haven't seen her in a long time, but.
Okay. Pay her a visit.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you guys.
You're welcome. Is Sandy the only one left? Where's Sandy? She's still there. Yay. She's probably doing something fun. What are you doing, Sandy? And how can I help you?
I was resting.
Oh, good.
I did the sauna. That always really relaxes me. I wrote a bunch of notes of things that, you know, I've been on the back burner, and I'm wondering what's going on. And that's why I'm going to do the, start working on the heavy metals and the hair metal. Start with the, there's about 3 or 4 different tests that can be done with heavy metals and so forth. So, let's see. I think I'll just kind of go through different things that I'm dealing with, or am dealing with, that I have not figured out what it is. I know there's something I really know that the body is so smart that it makes pockets. You know, it'll segregate whatever it is in the body and make lumps or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, cancer, cholesterol, heart, everything. The body is so smart, and so I don't get so scared when it does that. I just know I got to find out what it is and try and, you know, deal with it. So let's see here. I'll tell you a couple of different things here. And if we have time, I'll go back to, when we did the test, when I did all those tests in the beginning of ERC, and what Dr. Joe found and wanted me to do that I haven't been able to do yet. And I will. Okay, so I still have a lot of frequent pain, and I have these lumps in my arms, and it started on my left arm. And actually, I have a big one on my right arm that the acupuncture doctor said was a cyst. I thought it was like a lymphoma, but he says it's a cyst, but I haven't had anybody else check it. But now I have these lumps on both arms, the upper part of the arms. And something that happens, Sam, I'm going to go through my notes and look to see what this was called exactly and when. And you may have heard me talk about it a couple of years ago. I think it was a couple of years ago where I had this bleed. And it was just a little bit, dried blood. And Dr. Joe, fortunately, encouraged me and made me go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. And they did a procedure, and they took it out.
It wasn't
cancer. It was some kind of fibroid. I don't think it was called a cyst. It's got some special name.
Was this That's what I got. The location of this?
Oh, yeah. I think ovary.
So the bleed
was
like a menstrual type bleed.
Yeah, but it was very little and it was dried blood.
But then they and they found that it
once they did this procedure, I never had it again. Now I got it 2 days ago. And in the first day, really teeny bit. The second day, just a little tiny bit more. And then I use her Jolba.
Oh, okay.
Kabaka. You know, doctor, what's her name? Kabaka?
Kabeka.
Yeah. I use the Jolba, so I stopped that. Because I know I use the teeniest amount. I mean, you could barely see it. It's so little. And if I use a little bit more, sometimes I use a little bit more, accidentally comes out and I don't put it back in or something. Yeah. You know, I will notice a little bit of that reddish. So I'm kind of experimenting before I call the doctor.
Right.
And see what they want me to do.
There's some DHEA, and I think there's some estriol.
Yeah, there's DHEA. That's the main thing that I remember. There's DHEA in it. Because I think before, a couple of years ago, I think I had like more pains in my stomach or abdomen area. But I don't have that this time.
Okay.
So I'm kind of watching that. And then I have had this is something I was going to talk to you about in one of the calls that I never made, but now it's under control again. I think I know why it was getting worse, but I had this thing where I can drink water, I can swallow, I can eat food, and it's almost like it goes down the wrong pipe. It's an uncontrollable thing where I don't even know that I'm swallowing it. You know, I can't control swallowing it. It just goes down by itself. And then I start coughing.
Okay.
It can happen also with powdered drinks. If they're not blended enough, shaken enough, it's like the powders get stuck in my throat.
Okay.
So I know to try and really, really shake those. But now that has not happened for a few days. Now I'm going to go to this other subject of I started feeling really, really sick a few days ago, maybe 3 days ago. I mean, I got all kinds of strange symptoms, and I got a lot of symptoms I've had before. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I think it's
sick. Can you describe what you mean? Do you mean you had a sinusy stuff, like you felt a cold coming on? Sick in what way?
I did have some in the back of my ears kind of thing, and some stuffiness, sometimes some kind of headaches, some gut stuff. And so I'm trying to figure out what it is. What have I done recently? And I'm thinking, well, I wonder if it's the zinc. So I stopped zinc, and I stopped the minerals. Pardon?
What made you think zinc?
I was just trying to figure it out. And then all of a sudden I realized that the latest, only one thing new that I've taken is called it's called Sweet Enough, and it's a bunch of Chinese herbs that I got on the cruise ship from the acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. I learned a little lesson about that one. But anyway, I was only taking one pill for a day for 10 days. It says to take 9, and you're supposed to take it for a couple weeks and then stop it. That's what the acupuncturist says. That's not what, you know, the company or the label says. But anyway, I figured maybe it was that. I bet it's that. Sure enough, it was. I stopped it, and then the next day better, and then every day since better.
So something in there was bugging you. Something in there aggravated.
Yeah. It could be that, and it could just be it's a detox, and you know how I am with detoxing, and so that's what I do now. I just figure out what it is and stop it. And it is good to rotate detox products. So I've got a whole bunch of bottles of something called Living Streams probiotics that a lot of people have had good luck with. It's more than probiotics, though. It's I don't know. It's a bunch of stuff. I am going to start really small on those, and if I have any, I notice anything, I stop. That's just how I'm putting together my own gentle detox protocol.
Can I make a suggestion, though? Because
if
you're doing something, and if you're doing beyond the minimal dose, so I want to teach you a way that you don't necessarily have to stop, but you can just back off because it may be too much. So, for example, if you start taking these and you take one a day and you get a bad reaction, and you try it for a couple of days, you're still getting a bad reaction, yeah, stop. But if you've started it and you started with one and then you went to two and then you went to three, and when you got to three, you had a bad reaction, then right, I would go back to just two.
Yeah, I do that. Okay. You know, like chromium, at one point you told me to take four.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to three and four, that was way too much. So I only take one a day.
Okay. Yeah, it's
I can take two, but I'm taking so many things, and I don't feel like I need it that much. So, now as far as what all these things can be, it can be parasites, it can be heavy metals, it can be mold, EMF. Ever since I got an iPhone and iMac, EMF is really strong in my body.
Mm-hmm.
I also never had heart issues, although lately it's been better, but it can happen when I'm on that's why I'm staying off the iPhone a lot, and the computer, because my whole body just vibrates and my heart. But my heart, I started really having palpitations when I took that T3 Leothyronine. Medication that's T3. That's when but lately it's been a lot better.
Okay. So you tell me a lot of good stuff, and I'm wanting to get focused here on what do you have a particular question or area that you want support in, and you're just giving me the background, or are you just giving me the background so I know what's up with you?
Well, I just want to know if you have any. I'm trying to think of what other things. If you have any ideas for any of that.
Yeah, so I want to go back. Yeah. You've given me a bunch of stuff, and I think this is all my brain can handle right now. And I want to just process this with you, because if you give me more information, I'm going to be on overload. So the lumps in the arms, I had forgotten about them by the time we got down here. So the lumps in
the
arms.
The what?
Are they, let me ask you a few questions about them. Are they lumps like it's just the skin is raised, or is it red or colored?
It's not red or colored. It's when you feel it, you can feel lumpiness. And one on my left arm.
Feel it.
Yeah, it's real lumpy.
And it's not cellulite. You know,
I don't think
the bumps. So when you feel it, you feel.
I don't think I know what cellulite feels like.
Cellulite is like, you know, on thighs usually, not arms, but it's that bumpy kind of fat.
Yeah. So I'll look up cellulite and see.
Okay. So when you feel your arms, are they just bumps like a distance apart, or is it just the whole arm feels like kind of bumpy?
Okay, that's a good question. Well, some of them are like these long, long pieces. And then there's one on my left arm, right arm, that's been there for a long time after the doctor's acupuncture thought was a cyst. It's very, it's not a long one. It's more of a, I don't know.
When you
call it a mass, like a mass.
Like a mass, okay. So there's something called lipoma. You can look that up.
How do you spell it?
Lipoma, LIPOMA.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought it was.
They're little fatty tumors. I actually have one on my belly. It's been there for years. Just one little
bump. That's what I thought it was, but he said this was a cyst. But anyway,
Well, maybe what can I do? Exist, but the bunches of them might.
Whatever. Yeah.
Might be lipoma.
That's what I thought it was, lipoma.
Okay.
What can I do about it? Liver? Is it liver?
Liver is certainly a possibility. It's your body's warding off some of that fat, right? So I would look at liver or gut as possibilities.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think that's more what it is. And I think it's connected to liver, and I'm always working on liver, and I will continue to. I will do a coffee enema one day, and I will do castor oil packs one day.
Yeah, I think the castor oil packs could be super helpful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and then it's achy, ear stuffy head. That kind of sounds like you're starting to have an upper respiratory infection. Right?
Which thing? I'm sorry, which thing?
Ears feeling stuffy and the nose maybe.
Oh, well, that all went away when I stopped Sweet Enough.
Oh.
That was a detox.
Okay. So, okay.
That was all detox. What was I going to say? Oh, you know, the other thing about this arm thing, that when I do some stretching exercises, it can crack and hurt. And I have had it really bad years ago where I couldn't even get dressed. It hurt so much.
Oh.
But moving it does help. It does help it, even though it can hurt. Right now it's my right arm, certain positions that it hurts more.
Let me ask you this. Reach under your arm and feel under your arm and see if you feel any kind of a bumpy lumpiness under, like in your arm.
No, I don't.
No. Okay, good.
I don't. You know, and breasts, I have some stuff like that there. And when I was doing breast massage every day, which I'm not now, but when I was doing it every day, I could get rid of it. But my arms, I have put, when it was really painful, I put the OxyCell and the Adrenochrome on, and that helped the pain a lot.
Okay, so you know how to do that. It's not painful.
No, I do have some lumps at the upper part, under the arm. It's not under the arm, on the side.
The outer upper, okay. Where are most of these located?
Where are most of them?
Yeah.
Most of them are on the upper arm. That's where it started. It's spreading. It's spreading.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Is it getting worse or getting better? It's spreading.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wonder if mold can cause this kind of thing.
Well, mold puts a stress on the liver. Liver supports getting rid of toxins build up or things the body wants to get it off. It's hard to tell. I mean, you could take a picture of it and show me, but if it doesn't show, if it's just...
You wouldn't be able... No, it's underneath the skin. You would see nothing. You would see nothing.
All right. So what I would tend to think, if you had to guess at how many are on each arm, what would you say? 5, 10, 20,
50? Yeah, 6, 7.
Okay, so it's a small number. So one thing you might try is get some oil, essential oil, actually maybe just some basic massage type oil, and add to it some, I'm trying to think of something that's easy that you may already have. I was thinking cleavers, I was thinking poke, because they're good for moving lymph.
What's the second one you said? Yeah, cleavers.
I would do, yeah, cleavers.
And moving lymph. Oh, yeah, right.
Moving that up your arm. You want to move it up and over your shoulder and into the ducts that lead into the lymph.
Even if it's lipoma.
What you want to do, too, is if they're not clear but they're bumpy, not red, but you can pull the skin. She can't see me. I'm doing this. All these demos for you guys, right?
Can't see.
The skin.
Pull the skin?
A little hole.
Up. Like pull it up.
Well, no. Pick one of them and go to it and then do a little squeeze on it to see if there's a hole that comes to the surface. Because I've seen these on people where they're filled with like gross stuff that the body's trying to ward off. Like you squeeze it.
Kind of
whitish, orangish stuff. But not all of them are like that. A true lipoma generally doesn't have an opening to the surface. but more of a cyst, or I don't know what you'd even want to call it, could have an opening to the surface. So I checked that too.
Well, that's a good way to do it, sort of squeezing. I had acupuncture on it for a while, but that did nothing.
That didn't do it, yeah.
Well, I think after this conversation, I definitely think it's liver related. You know, another thing I have is a lot of moles keep growing. And I also have even more freckles on my arms.
Well, freckles,
and that's liver. Yeah. A lot of freckles. And also white spots that I forget the name of that on my legs and my arms, white spots.
Are they white spots from places where you used to have like a cut? Like I have one right here where I had.
No. No, they're all, no, it's all over. Lynn knows the name of it. I forget what it's called. Yeah. It's an autoimmune disease of the skin. And there's somebody who used to be a coach. I first heard about it from her. It starts with a V. Lynn knows.
Vitiligo, yeah.
It's yeah.
Patient disease, disorder.
Yeah. So
with the,
now I have that. Is that liver related?
Autoimmune would be, and it's
also stress related. It's actually adrenal related as well. My daughter, my youngest daughter, Chloe, my daughter born a worrier, but they're getting better. We've been working at, like, you can see the skin color, the melanin coming back in. She has some, like, on her arm, but her belly, and then along her legs.
Yeah, it's not on my belly. I remember you said it was stress, and at that time I was very stressed, but I'm not now, not like that.
Well, you might have a physiologic stress like heavy metals or a leaky gut.
Yeah, right.
Or something along those, or the mold you just mentioned. So your body doesn't care if it's emotional. So you can be a meditator all day, but if there's a physiologic stress, it still stimulates the brain, the hypothalamus, pituitary to stimulate the adrenals. So those could all be possibilities. So I would say, with your thyroid issue that you've had in the past and maybe in the present still, have you, I know the most recent test you did not, I can see it, that you didn't have antibodies, but in the past, distant past, have you had antibodies to your thyroid?
Is that where you have Hashimoto's?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did then.
Okay, so autoimmune diseases, they don't really need to be dealt with separately. They need to be dealt with as one entity. Yeah, you deal with the area that it attacks to help rebuild that area, support that area. But in general, so leaky gut, critical, stress, critical, heavy metals, critical, and any kind of viral, any kind of infection in the body. So all of those.
Yeah, I mean, I may have an infection and I don't even know what it is.
That's right.
Yeah. That's another one I could, that's another one it could be.
Yeah. Could be an infection. It was on your list to do a stool test at some point.
Yeah. So I'm moving away at all this.
Yeah. And in your, I want to just commend you on your diligence and your ability to stick with what you're doing and do your fun and do all that stuff. But if there is an infection, it needs to be investigated. And, you know, sometimes we can do everything we want to for the immune system, which is great. And that will prevent another recurrence of an infection. And it has to be dealt with during, which a lot of what you do is for that. You know, you're fun and you're taking care of yourself and all. But sometimes there's already an overgrowth that is just going to need to be addressed. And that's
right, but I don't know what infection it is. The urine test, you know, the lab test, they just change all the time. Sometimes they show this, sometimes they show that, sometimes they show that. I've had those culture things, and lately nothing, doesn't show anything. But it's kind of like when I had mercury poisoning and all those poisons from what was in my mouth 10 years ago. You know, the tests, they never showed anything.
Yeah, the tests don't always show. So that's where tuning in, since you are sensitive, tuning into your intuition. And then just sit down with yourself and just like hands over heart and say, okay, what's my next step on my healing?
Well, it's going to be to get this mineral test, because I need a haircut and I paid for this test quite a while ago. So I'm going to do it. That's the next thing, the test I'm going to do. Yeah. And then I'll see how that is. Now, you know, I was going to tell you, when I had all those tests done at the beginning of ERC, Dr. Joe noticed something on the test, and that he was very concerned, and he made me get some other tests. And one of them was called an alkaline phosphatase isoenzyme, because he saw that my alkaline phosphates kept going up, up, up. And he wanted to rule out things. So when it came back, it showed that it was, the liver was a bit compromised, which we kind of knew. So it was good that, you know, it wasn't bone or gut or anything else.
Right.
So that was one thing. Well, that's why he wanted me, I wanted to do coffee enemas, but he didn't want me to. And then when this test came back, he wanted me to, but I haven't been able to do it for various reasons.
Just get yourself used to it, and then you can do the coffee. You want it, actually, the way I feel about it is, if you've never done any of those before, do some series of just regular ones, because you're going to learn how to hold.
I have done regular ones.
Okay. Yeah.
So I know how to do it. It's just that I don't have the setup. This bathroom is just gross. So I think I have to figure out how I can do it in my bedroom and then run to the bathroom.
Unless you have a big basin there, because it can come on.
Oh, a big basin. Oh, that's an idea.
Do you have a bathtub, Sandy?
No, I have a horrible shower, and that's where a lot of the mold is. Although the cleaners have gotten a lot of it out, I still don't want to. I spend as little time in the shower as possible.
So I have a teeny tiny bathroom, and it's a sink and a stool, and I just lay a towel down, kind of configure myself out doing it, and I do it myself most of the time, and just do it.
You can put your legs up on the toilet bowl.
I tend to just wind it around, and
that bathroom's so gross. Ugh.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
cold in there. I wouldn't want to lay in there.
I just don't want to lay on that floor. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have cleaners come, and they're doing a good job getting as much out as they can. But that's the other thing that's on the back burner, and why I'm going to take a break from these programs, is because we want to move. We know where we want to move. It's just, I've got to finish decluttering. I declutter every day, but it's a big project, because I'm going to have to do most of this project of moving. So I'm going to make sure it's a nice place we're going to move to.
Nice. In the same area?
It's in San Jose. I'm in Sunnyvale, and it's in San Jose.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not that far. Okay. It's a little bit of boonies, but I like it. It's got a whole big preserve.
Great.
Wild preserve.
You don't get boonies in that area. Sorry. I mean,
pardon? Nice,
but you're not, it's not boonies. Yeah.
Well, it's the boonies because it's sort of it's going towards the San Jose Hills.
Yeah. But it's pretty, I mean, you're still going to be convenient to everything. So that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. There's a lot of good things going on there.
Do you feel complete?
I just want to tell you, did you know I had this Cyrex chemical array test done?
No.
No, that's another one, last November. And it showed that I had too much plastic. So that's what I did in February. I was changing up plastic and getting all kinds of things that were on the list to get. And so I think that, you know, like I got an air filter, and I got a Berkey water filter, and a whole bunch of things. So I'm doing really good on that.
Great.
And Dr. Joe said that I am detoxing metals very well, so don't worry about the metals. But I don't think this is a really complete test. I mean, I want to move forward. I just, my gut level, you know, my gut just says,
I want to
do some other things and see what's what. Yeah, I feel complete.
Good.
I mean, if there's anything else you think of that you can tell me. I just think this is really challenging stuff that I'm dealing with, and so I don't know. Annette asked me a really good question. She said, do you feel better when you go out? And I do, because of, you know, the stress, less stress. I'm not seeing everything to do here and all. But as far as physical, I would say usually I feel about the same.
Okay. So
but if I'm getting sick from stuff here at the house, I'm taking it with me. So it's not really going to matter. But I do feel better when I'm in nature.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, what she was getting at, like, if the mold in the shower, is there mold in the air?
Yeah.
And do you feel much better when you're outside or even at somebody else's home? And that is.
Yeah. I always kind of think about that question.
Okay.
But I'm very happy because, I mean, I'm better than I was, and I still take some rest, but not. It's just better.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing is keep working on my liver. You know, just keep working on my liver.
Thank you, Sandy. Thanks for being.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so at the end, and we have just a few people left. Angelica had to leave. You know, we went over by a little bit. Oh, we went over by 20 minutes. I looked before. I think we went a little too long for, I didn't set my alarm for Sandy. So that's
okay. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome. So Paul is having dinner. He looks like you're in your kitchen instead of your office. Awesome. So it's time. It's that time. So if there's anybody that has, a last quick, either share an aha that you got today, something that you're going to do today as a result of being here, or a last, like somebody mentioned something and it brought up a last question, just go ahead and ask it. And yeah, Donna. You got it?
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So with the caster pack thing, so I wrote down that and I'm going to order that. So for me, when you were talking to me, I don't know if you had mentioned, like, where exactly, does it have instructions where to put it on you?
It depends on what's going on for you. So it'll have instructions with it on how to do it. Mm-hmm. So for you, like, if you were to do these, like, right after your breast hurt, which I know they were so tender, you couldn't put anything on them.
Yeah.
But say it was that area that you're like, I'm still concerned that there may be something going on in there. You can put it across your breast. But in general, it helps people to go across the liver and the gut.
And where, I know this is going to sound silly, but where exactly is my liver?
Oh, good question. Stand up right here.
Under the right side?
You feel the rib, so the right breast, under that, you'll feel where the rib cage ends. It's right under there.
So on the right side?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And so that'll help with detoxing?
Up to wrap around you.
Okay.
Right, and it's going to help with detoxing, with inflammation, with the parasympathetic response, even oxytocin. She said it increases oxytocin, which I didn't know. That was really cool.
So how many times a day can I do this? Or should I just do it once?
I would start with once, but if you want to, you can do it a second time.
Okay.
See how it feels. Yeah, but once a day, do it every day, like at least 7 days straight.
Right, yeah. Should I add any essential oils to it or just the castor oil?
Start with just the castor oil. I would start with just the castor oil. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's very potent and I think it'll give you, that'd be great.
Okay.
Awesome. Who else? Paula.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Marisol has videos on her website that very detailed information.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a hoot.
Yes.
<Isn't> she? She'll keep you laughing while you're, you know, fixing your gut. Yeah, she's very funny. Good.
You know, when I ordered mine, I started getting emails from her. and like once a week or something like that with lots of information. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's great stuff. Good. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, she's good at that. All right. Diana, you have a last parting words?
I have a hair mineral analysis test done. It's in. So it doesn't look like I've got anything screaming super toxic. Some definite surprises, though, in the other minerals. Because I'm doing molybdenum. I've been doing one drop of this a day. Well, I'm in the toilet on that stuff. So apparently one drop is not enough.
Apparently not enough. That's what gives the feedback.
I've been sitting here. I'm going to put together a list of all the things I think that are relevant, and maybe on the next call we'll talk about that test.
We'll talk about it on the next call. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I was expecting more toxic stuff that didn't show up. I'm not toxic. So that's amazing. There are some things in our water in town, but they're not in our well. We know what's in our well. Cadmium is bad. That's the only thing our well tested for. And there's almost nothing. So our water filters, which we're just using the little Brita filters, is taking care of that. But there was a couple others that were a little high, but nothing. Wow. Okay.
So we'll look at that and see what approach might be. We might look at a gentle, we don't do a major chelation because those things can be brutal, but just a gentle drawing kind of thing, which could also help with the gut bugs too, and the endotoxins that they release when you're killing them. So look at it. Yeah. Okay.
Other than that, my aha was, I am not, I'm going to.
I love it. Yes, I am. Woohoo! All right, guys. Have a great rest of the evening. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for your day.
I'm actually going to be out of town for a week and a half. So we won't have calls with me for a week and a half, but Lynn's going to cover some. There's going to be a vital call. Most of them we just pushed either to the week before or the week after, but Lynn's going to cover
one. Well, you are here on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
On Tuesday. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm here Tuesday for that. And then I'm here. Yeah, I'm not here. So I'm here Monday and Tuesday. Then I'm gone 3 days into a conference, but then a week of vacation.
Vacation. Yes. It's about time.
I'm so excited. Yeah. And my team is saying to me, you are not allowed to call in and check in and work while you're away. You just need a vacation. And I'm like, I haven't done one of those in
I know.
In many years.
In all the years I'm with you, you'd say, well, I'm going on vacation, and she'd still be
working
us or whatever. And I'm like, I thought you were on vacation.
Yeah. So I'm going to have a real vacation. So I'll be home really refreshed and all. And I'm excited, really excited.
Where are you going?
To Mexico, to Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, wow.
I don't really... is the thing when I go on vacations these days. I used to want to go hiking and canoeing and all this stuff. It's like, on the beach and do nothing but, hike on the beach, walk on the beach. But
love the water.
Yeah, I just love being in the water, and it's just so soothing and refreshing. So that's what I'm going
to
do.
It's funny that when you told us to, find that nice spot or whatever, I thought back to zip lining on Kauai. I just love zip lining on Kauai.
Mm-hmm. Hawaii is so beautiful, and I can imagine because of those mountains that I went zip lining here in Austin. There's a place for zip lining, but that's the only place. Oh, no, I did it in California. I was at a conference, and they said, we have a surprise for all of you. And they took us on this hour and a half drive outside of San Diego, and going up these windy things, and it was zip lining. And I was like, whoa, this is so cool. But half the group was like, what? That's just scary. And it was really about overcoming your fears instead of what you're scared of. And it's so fun.
I love zip lining.
Oh, it's so fun. You're an adventure seeker then. just picture yourself doing that. And that's what I do. I just picture.
And I always end up doing it by myself.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's just fine.
It's fine. Well, my son and his girlfriend are coming along with us, and that should be fun. They're not at an age where they're going to need any
moderate,
right? Yeah. Condo, they're 21. And we're just going to hang and they'll play golf with Scott. They'll go to the beach with me. Maybe we'll play tennis sometimes. You know, we'll kind of hang out and have dinners together, but they'll do whatever they want to do. So it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
All right.
Don't think about us, but think about us.
Yeah. Try to remember to relax.
I totally will. But you know what? Sometimes when I see or read or hear something, I think of somebody and go, oh, mm-hmm. Better write that down because I think this would be a good thing to do. Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Good night. Take care, everybody.
Bye.